Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Yechiel ben Shalamis, lebracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'ase yodav. The Gemara in the sixth parak of Brachas tells us there's a machlokes what bracha achrona to make on the shivas haminim, on the seventh species for which Eretz Yisrael is blessed. According to Rabbi Gamliel, you bench birkas hamazon. According to Chamim, you say bracha achas main shalosh. The Gemara relates that Rabbi Gamliel and Zakenim were sitting in an attic in Yericho, in Jericho, and they gave them dates. And Rabbi Gamliel's sister Rabbi Akiva tells them to bench, tells them to make the bracha. And what bracha does he make? Does he make the Achas Main Shalosh? Does he make the abridged Ala Eitz bracha of the abridged benching? Or does he say the full benching? So Rabbi Akiva hurries and he says the Achas Main Shalosh. Rabbi Gamliel says, Akiva, Masayata Machnis Roshcha Ben Machlokes. How long are you going to stick your head in this Machlokes? Well, why are you deciding like them? Why are you taking sides? And Rabbi Akiva says to him, listen, Alpha Pishaato Emerkach, Chavercho Emerkach, Imaratana Rabbeinu, Yochid Virabim, Alocha Karabim. You say one way, your friends say the other, but we know Yachid V'Rabim, Alocha Karabim. So I wasn't Machnis Roshi Ben Machlokes, I'm just going with the rule. Says the Rav in the Ein Oya, Yisoid HaAchroa BeHalochus, Banui Al Pio Emes VeHashalom. Deciding Halocha is built on the traits of truth and peace. L'fa'amim yachriya koyach ha'emes, u'l'fa'amim yachriya koyach ha'shalom. Sometimes truth, you rule based on truth, and sometimes you rule based on peace. Biur ha'davar, what's the explanation? It's clear that whenever you have a machlokas and you have a suffik, you got to go for the truth. Whenever you have a suffik, you always have to go with the one who has logic on his side, who has das on his side, who has svar on his side. Omnam, kishikvar ein biyadenu lachriya b'rayot. As yeshal kol panim tzorach lachriya. But if you can't prove based on proofs, but you have to decide, you have to decide. So what are you going to do? Ve'al kein acharei rabim lahatos. So you know what you should do? You should follow the rabim. Follow the rabim. Follow the majority. Ve'hainu. Mipnei HaShalom Shlo Yirmu Machlokes B'Yisrael. You go after the Rabbim because you have to go for peace. Shlo Yirmu Machlokes B'Yisrael. You don't want there to be Machlokes in Klal Yisrael, so you go after the peace. Achrei HaRabbim. First, if truth doesn't work because you don't know which way to work, then at least go with peace. And that's what Rabbi Gamliel said. How long are you going to stick your head in the machlokes? You're deciding, Rabbi Akiva, whose opinion is more compelling? Whose opinion is more logical? Whose opinion makes more sense? And Rabbi Akiva's answer was, no, I'm not in that madriga. I'm just going to go after the rabbin. Not because I know who's right and who's wrong, but because we got to keep the peace. And the way to keep the peace is to go with the majority. Majority rules. So it's not that I'm machnis roishi ben amachlokas. That's the diuk. Ad mosay, the rabbi's medayik alaverter. Every single word. Ad mosay ato machnis roishcha ben amachlokas. That's the mishtamesh barosh shelcha. Using your head, your logic, to determine who's right. And Rabbi Akiva said, no, I'm not machnis roshi ben amachlokas. something to do with my head. It has nothing to do with my logic. You know what it has to do with? Peace! I want to make peace on earth. How am I going to make peace? By going after the rabbi. I don't know if it's right or wrong. I can't decide. But I want there to be peace. And go with the rabbi. And that's why it's interesting. He said, Yachid v'rabim, alochid k'rabim. I have a better idea. Why not say a pasuk? Achrei rabim lahatos. Says the Rav. That the Mefarshim say that when we say achrei rabim lahatos, that you follow the majority. That pasuk is when they're all together. They're b'maimed echot. Tama dover. We can say that is it because why is it that we follow the rabbi? Is it because the logic dictates that the rabbi is right or for peace? What's pshat in the pasuk? Why do we say Achor Rav Lahatos? Is Pshat in the Pasuk Achor Rav Lahatos because the majority is right? Or do we go Achor Rav Lahatos because that's the way we keep peace? So when they're B'mamad Echod, chances are we're following the Rav because they're probably right, because they heard what the other people hold and they didn't agree. So chances are you have 50 on this side, 20 on the other side, you go with the 50. Chances are they're right. They heard the other side. They didn't agree. But it's Shalom B'Mamad Echad. Maybe if they would have heard the other side's opinions and logic and rationale, they would have agreed. So it could be Pshat in the Pasuk B'Achor Rab Lahatos is because they're B'Mamad Echad and they heard the other side's opinion. And therefore, and they're still holding theirs, so it must be they're right. So the chances are the majority is right. That's Achrei Rabim Lahatos. Truth, peace, if you want to go with peace, that's even if they're not B'mamad Echad. You just want to make peace, you go with the majority. So maybe Yachid B'Rabim Alocha K'Rabim is even Shelo B'mamad Echad. Why? To make peace. And therefore he answered him, Yachid B'Rabim Alocha K'Rabim, I'm just trying to make peace here. That's all. I'm not deciding who's right. I'm just trying to make peace. And maybe that's the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai hold that Achor Rabim Lahatos is mipnei emes. And therefore, we know that Beis Shammai was machadad itfei, they were sharper. So they figured if we're going after the emes, who cares who the rabbim is? You got to go with the emes. And the emes is that we're sharper, so the emes is that we're probably right. And Spill says, no. Maybe it's Hillel holds that Achor Rabim Lahatos is because of Shalom. Now, like we said before, that Achor Rabim Lahatos is only B'mamad Echad Mipnei Emes. No, maybe Achor Rabim Lahatos is out Shalom. That's what Beis Hillel holds. And therefore, you go with the numbers. And we have more numbers. So therefore, you paskin like us. But I'll call upon him. Bottom line, we go after the rabbim, even though they're shalom b'mamad echad, because of the shalom. And that's what Rabbi Akiva's taina was. Rabbi Akiva's taina was, I'm just trying to keep the peace. And therefore I went with the rabbim. That's all. He said, Atamachnis Rosh Chabena Machok, it's what? You're worthy of deciding who's right. Mir the Chachamim. Rabbi Kiva's answer is no, I'm really not. But Yachid B'Rabim Alocha K'Rabim, because I want to keep the peace. We have a big klal on Piskei Alocha. Truth and peace. First you go with the truth, and if you don't know, then peace. Beautiful lesson from the Rav, based on the Gemara in Brachas, B'Siyata D'Shmaya, zochet to live lives for emes v'shalom ahevu, shalom and emes, amen v'amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.